No, I don't know, Brian. I mean, I just walked in here. Just got in off the field. No idea. We'll review the film, and we'll find out once we head into next week. Felt like it was the best decision for the team. Seemed that way to me, Jason.
How surprised, disappointed were you with your guys' effort in the first quarter, first half overall, to get behind like that and beat one of them?
It wasn't very good. Turned it over. Didn't play good on special teams. Didn't play very well in all three phases. But mostly, you know, I would say we were out-coached. And, you know, give the Chiefs credit. They did a great job. We got to have a really good week of practice. We got a long way to go.
Talented.
You know, I don't know, Jason. I mean, I just got in here. I got to watch the tape. I'll know better tomorrow, okay?
All right. Clowney played around 30 plays. Is that what you expect to come?
Yeah. Yes.
In terms of what happened to the first pick by Blair?
The what?
First pick by Blair?
Yeah, miscommunication. Just didn't execute the play properly and, you know, put it on me. Not very good coach and didn't have him ready to play. I think we all of us in that locker room, starting with the head coach and the coaching staff, we've all got to do better. So I'm not going to get into individual players or anything like that. I think we all know that it's a long season. That's one game. I thought the guys went out there after halftime and competed. Not good enough, obviously, but they competed and tried to close the gap there. And we've got to regroup and get ready for a really good Carolina team. I would say on the field, it didn't look like, you know, look like we got to do a better job. We got to do a better job. That's what it looked like to me.
Brian Griffin, what has he shown you to really take these increased reps that we're seeing from him?
You know, he had a good offseason, Jason. You know, so, you know, we're trying to, you know, rotate guys in there. And you know, he's done some good things. So he went out there with an injury at the end. So we'll see what that is. But, you know, he's really improved.
Does today's game change your evaluation of the quarterback?
I don't know, Jerome. You know, Brian just asked me that. I don't know yet. I'll go in there and watch the tape and make an honest evaluation and make a decision, you know, one way or the other going into Carolina game.
Where he was able to kind of lock in on the throws, I mean, he had some nice connection, but it seemed a lot that the defensive line was kind of pressuring the offensive line, was breaking at times. Is that an overall thing?
Yeah, I would say it's a whole offensive effort wasn't very good. You know, it was at the end there, we started moving it a little bit, but it was way too late. So, again, it starts with the coaching. We've got to evaluate what we're doing and then try to coach better. And, again, give the Chiefs a lot of credit. They play better than us. They coach better than us.
Did you guys figure out something defensively in the second
I thought they, you know, I don't know. I don't think we did too many different things. I thought those guys really competed hard the whole game, you know. You know, we had some plays that were out there that – you know, plays on the ball that maybe we could have made. But, again, overall, I thought they competed hard. But, again, we've got to improve overall as a team. You know, this was a team loss. Obviously, offensively, it's going to stand out, you know, that we didn't play very well. But, you know, all the way across the board, special teams didn't play well. The coverage game was not very good. And defensively, we got to make some corrections there too. And you know, like I said, we got to coach better. We got to do a better job of communicating to the players what we want. I would say that the Chiefs just, like I said before, they really, you know, they did a good job today. You know, give them a lot of credit. They got a good football team. And I wouldn't say that it was anything that we didn't expect or unusual. No, you know, they did a better job than we all did today.
How much is their short-range passing game, the drop-offs to Jamal Charles, some of those crossing patterns?
Yeah, those weren't, you know, again, we knew that that was part of their plan. But, again, sometimes we stopped them. We tackled. And other times, you know, he's a good player. He made his plays. Just think we overall we just got to be more consistent. I would say no. Yeah, we'll continue to do that. I know we'll do that. Now, we may play him in different roles, but we'll continue to rotate those guys.
Short yardage on the fourth and one.
That was terrible. Terrible.
What can you think of?
It was terrible. It was terrible. We got to do a better job there. Fourth and one. It wasn't even fourth and one. So we got to coach it better. We got to execute it better. It was terrible.
Is
You can clarify it all you want, Brian. I'm going to go back, I'm going to watch the tape, and I'm going to figure out what's the best decision for the team at every position, every scheme we do. It's a 16-game season. This is game one. You know, you guys are great writers. You're going to write what you want to write. The fans are going to think what they want to think. But we're going to go back to work and try to improve. That's all I can tell you. And at every position, with every decision we make, we're going to do the best job we can to try to improve the team.
Dwayne Brown got banged up a little bit there. Was that a pre-existing injury?
Who?
Dwayne Brown?
No. No, it wasn't. I don't even know what happened to him, Jason. Again, I just walked in from the locker room talking to the team, came right in here. I have no injury report or nothing. No idea.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.